Now, a spring has well and truly sprung. The cold, dreary days of winter are behind us, and as flowers begin to bloom, the days get longer. But just to pop your bubble, according to New South Wales Health, the flu season is about to peak after 14 kids were hospitalised in a week with flu-like symptoms, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water. So, what can you do to protect yourself from the worst of it? To find out, I'm joined on the line now by Dr. Sunny Baines. He's a GP in Sydney's Inner West. Sunny, thanks for speaking to us this morning.
Hi, you're welcome. Hi.
It does seem a little bit odd that the flu would be peaking now. Is spring usually a time when the flu is at its worst?
Look, it often it is. Yeah, it can sound quite surprising, but we do tend to see this picture where it often peaks around this time towards the end into the winter, spring time, yeah.
Why is that?
Well, we think it's just it just takes time for the circulating viruses sort of building up over this time. The weather's changing a little bit, and it seems to spread more as the season's gone on, and the number of viruses around us just sort of comes to a peak at this time.
And New South Wales Health have reported there were 14 kids hospitalised for flu symptoms. Are kids more susceptible to the flu?
Well, in general, yes. Kids and older people and people with chronic illnesses are more susceptible. But the one going around this year, influenza A, which is also technically known as H1N1, is a milder flu, but the kids are more susceptible because they do have weaker or less developed immune systems. So we are finding that mainly, the kids are being affected this year with this strain of flu.
And if there's people who haven't gone out and gotten the flu shot yet, is it too late to get that done?
No, look, it's still worth doing. New South Wales Health are still recommending that people do get the flu shot. It's definitely not too late. GPs do have the flu vaccines available. And we definitely recommend going ahead to having it.
And other than the flu shot, I guess, what can people do to protect themselves from the flu?
Look, I guess initial measures are keeping yourself healthy, diet, exercise, hydration. And then after that, simple hygiene measures such as covering your mouth and nose when you're sneezing, using disposable tissues or otherwise sneezing or coughing into elbows and to avoid droplet spread. Washing hands regularly, avoiding contact with people who are sick or staying home when you're sick to avoid spread of the virus. Yeah.
Well, Sunny, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Okay, no worries. No, thanks. Thanks for having me. Thanks.
That was Dr. Sunny Baines. He's a GP in Sydney's Inner West, chatting to us this morning about how best to protect yourself and your family from the flu, because apparently the worst is yet to come. Like I said, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, we find out that the flu season is actually yet to peak. So keep the tissues on you. Keep yourself safe.